Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
All right, let's head on to the Bulldog Roundtable. Look, and it's not going to be one of those kiss up to the dog segment this time either.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Hal Glogwood, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Bulldogs number one in college football and a 46-point favorite over Kent State, the Golden Flashes. Sanford Stadium, a noon kickoff. SEC Networks has it for those folks who aren't heading over to Athens tomorrow. Now, SEC Network Plus, you got to have the plus part of it. Yeah, so you might want to research that a little bit, see if you can get the plus. Now, I do know this. The boys down at the coffee shop this morning were complaining. And I had to take the boys into high school today. As I mentioned yesterday, Braden's car is on the blink, so I'm waiting to get the phone call right now. Have they called yet to tell me the bad news? No, no call yet. Waiting on that. So I had to drop the boys off at school this morning. Said I was going to stop into the coffee shop before I got on 400 southbound to get a cup of coffee, see what the boys were talking about. And do you know what they were talking about in there? Not about the Dogs being number one. Not about Stetson Bennett being a Heisman favorite. Or whether that defense is going to be better than it was a year ago. They were talking about this lousy, and I mean lousy, home schedule that Georgia's had. The home schedule this year, Samford, now Kent State. You got lousy Auburn coming in soon. Then you get lousy Vanderbilt showing up. Lousy Georgia Tech at the end of the year. Now, you do have the Tennessee Volunteers. Josh Heupel has lifted that program, and that will be the biggest, hottest ticket over in Athens during this home schedule this football season. So thank goodness for that. The boys were really excited about it. We had some of the season ticket holders in there today, and they said they were giving away these other games. I mean, the only game they were hanging on to was Tennessee. And a few of them wanted to see Georgia beat Tech like 100-0, so they wanted to hold on to those tickets. But really, as you look at the home schedule, Tennessee, thank goodness for Heupel, gives the Georgia fan base at least one game to get excited about, making the trip into Athens. You know, a year ago, there was UAB, boring South Carolina, and you had the Paper Tiger and Kentucky and lousy Missouri, and then you had pitiful Charleston Southern. Now, you did have Arkansas, so there was you had one game a year ago to get excited about. Man, you got to go back to 2019, the last time Georgia had a home schedule that really showed off more than one decent game. That was a year where Notre Dame came to town. That was a great atmosphere. And then also Texas A&M was in the house that season, too. You had Murray State, Arkansas State, some of those lousy matchups. And because of the lack of quality home games on the Georgia schedule over the last decade or so, I've now totally reversed my thought process on this Georgia-Florida game. I am now behind Coach Kirby Smart and his desire to move the Georgia-Florida game when Georgia's the home team back to Athens.
Thank you, Buck.
Give this Bulldog, this fan base is one of the most passionate in college football. Give them something to be excited about. Florida coming to town. Now, Kirby's thinking about the recruiting aspect, too, where it gives the recruits a game that they can get excited about and want to come to Athens and be a part of. Right now, they look at the home schedule and they go, ah, Tennessee. I'm not paying big-time money for season tickets. But I would imagine you've got a lot of Bulldog fans that are underwhelmed with the price tag they're paying and the quality of opponent that's coming into Athens. I want to see Kirby sustain the success that we're having right now. And I believe the best way to do that is for the Florida game to come to Athens. Enough of these lightweights coming to town. How do you get excited about that? 404-231-1680, the number, if you want to jump in on that one, give your take. We always appreciate it when you come on the show and interact. That way you can give Nernie and Derek Thomas and Adam a little reprieve for me bringing them on the show constantly during my 42 minutes here. 404-231-1680, the number. Golden Flashes coming to town. Running that spread offense by, got the offensive coordinator Bryles, isn't he, from former Baylor dude over there. Colin Slee is their quarterback, a junior out of Maryland. And I can't imagine he is looking forward to facing this Georgia D. Imagine being that guy tomorrow in Athens.
Hey, Buck, so what are you thinking of the line here? It's
46.
40, yeah, you're seeing 46. You touching that one?
I guess should we apologize to Road Dog? Last week, we were saying that 24-point line as far as South Carolina goes was a little high, it seemed like. You know, Georgia's first road game of the year, hostile environment. 24 seemed like a big number. Road Dog, immediately following the game, I saw him tweet out, hey, that 24-point line was nothing. Nothing to be afraid of. 46? I don't think Kirby really enjoys just piling it on these lightweights that are coming into play. So, Nernie, I don't know if I'd take the – I don't know if I'd give up the 46 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the way that he took
y'all
the foot off the gas.
Y'all getting chastised back
against,
there by one of the suits?
Scott, I'm sure I did something wrong, but I wasn't paying attention to him. I would just, much like the Samford game where you take the foot off the gas, I don't think they're going to, well, I mean, hell, maybe they will take the fourth quarter down a few minutes. But I'm with you. I don't think Kirby is necessarily going to be chasing points in this one.
I'd stay away from that line, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, who knows? We could end up with a 10-minute fourth quarter this year or yeah. This game or 12 minutes again.
A running clock, maybe.
The running clock. I know. I agree. I think Kirby's going to take his foot off the gas. Stay away from that.
I would love to hear Kirby's pregame pep talk. You know, get him fired up about facing the Golden Flashes.
Well, if it's anything like some of the postgame talks I've heard, we're not allowed to play it on radio.
You'd have to beep it out.
A lot.
Now, guys, I want you to go out there and I want you to take down Kent State. Lay the hammer down on these guys. Yeah. And then everybody stands up and screams and they trot out the door saying, we're about to win this one 50-0.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today. AccentRoofingService.com.